This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi, bringing relevant mining engineering consultancy services to dynamic industry. Monday, January 19, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Oil-rich Angola has become China's largest trade partner in Africa. Bilateral trade reached an all-time high of $25.3 billion last year. Commerce Minister Chen Diming said that China would send agricultural specialists to the southern African country to help revive the farm sector. This sector was badly damaged during a bloody civil war. Angola is the biggest source of China's oil imports. Beijing has offered the country at least $5 billion in oil-backed loans after the economy was destroyed by a 27-year civil war, which ended in 2002. Chen said the Chinese government had exempted 67 million yen in debts owed by Angola to help rehabilitate the economy. Mozambique's hydroelectric Cahora Bassa Dam will undergo extensive refurbishment this year. However, domestic supplies and those to utilities in southern Africa won't be affected. HCB exports 60% of its power to South Africa's utility Eskom and 35% to the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority. The remaining 5% goes to Mozambique itself. The dam has suffered from decades of neglect and lack of investment. Advisor to the board of directors, Henrique Silva, said the repairs would include sections of the dam and the substation. Also making headlines, oil refiner Chevron SA says it's committed to long-term growth in South Africa. Finance Minister Trevor Manuel calls for equity and change in global economies. Construction group Murray & Roberts will contest the competition body's ruling on its construction merger. And Angola will revamp its airports ahead of the African Cup of Nations soccer tournament. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.